Greetings, and may the peace of Christ be with you. I'm the Reverend Lindsay Borden, and on behalf of the tough and tender people of the Second Presbyterian Church in the city of New York, I welcome one and all to part one of our stay-at-home worship podcast for Sunday, July 12th, the 15th Sunday of Ordinary Time. As always, let's begin with prayer. Holy God, open us up. Open our ears. Open our minds. Open our imaginations. Open our hearts. Open us up to your guidance, instruction, and care. Open us now to your word made flesh, our way, our truth, our life. Amen. So people, I think we'll return to the letter to the Romans next week, but today I couldn't resist this passage from Isaiah. It does go nicely with our gospel reading, and it is just so beautiful. And Isaiah is speaking hope to a people in exile. And I think we kind of feel exiled now. Cut off from the people and the way of life we know and love. So listen for God's word as reported by the prophet in Isaiah chapter 55 verses 10 through 13. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there until they have watered the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and succeed in the thing for which I sent it. For you shall go out in joy and be led back in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall burst into song, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress. Instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle. And it shall be to the Lord for a memorial, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. So ends the first reading. Now next in Matthew's gospel, in the gospel overall, we find a collection of Jesus' parables of the realm of God. So today's reading is the beginning of these parable teachings in which Jesus tells what's often called the parable of the sower. Reading from Matthew chapter 13 verses 1 through 9 and then 18 to 23. Listen again for God's word to us today. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea. Such great crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat there while the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, "Listen, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell on the path, and the birds came and ate them up. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and they sprang up quickly, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and brought forth grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Let anyone with ears listen." And then later Jesus explains to his listeners, to his disciples. He says, "Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, The evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in the heart. This is what is sown on the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet such a person has no root, but endures only for a while. And when trouble or persecution arises on account of the word, that person immediately falls away. As for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the lures of wealth choke the word, and it yields nothing. But for what was sown on good soil, as for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.